40.
O ye whom Abdu'l-Bahá loveth, I have read your reports with great joy. They are of a nature to cheer and refresh the heart and gladden the soul. If this assembly, through the holy breathings of the All-Merciful and His divine confirmations, endure and remain fixed and firm, it shall produce notable results, and it shall succeed in enterprises of great moment. The spiritual assemblies to be established in this age of God, this holy century, have, it is indisputable, had neither peer nor likeness in the cycles gone before. For those assemblages that wielded power were based on the support of mighty leaders of men, while these assemblies are based on the support of the beauty of Abha. The defenders and patrons of those other assemblages were either a prince or a king or a chief priest or the mass of the people. But these spiritual assemblies have for their defender, their supporter, their helper, their inspirer, the omnipotent Lord. Look ye not upon the present. Fix your gaze upon the times to come. In the beginning, how small is the seed, yet in the end, it is a mighty tree. Look ye not upon the seed, look ye upon the tree and its blossoms and its leaves and its fruits. Consider the days of Christ, when none but a small band followed him. Then observe what a mighty tree that seed became. Behold ye its fruitage. And now shall come to pass even greater things than these, for this is the summons of the Lord of hosts. This is the trumpet call of the living Lord. This is the anthem of world peace. This is the standard of righteousness and trust and understanding raised up among all the variegated peoples of the globe. This is the splendor of the Son of Truth. This is the holiness of the Spirit of God Himself. This most powerful of dispensations will encompass all the earth, and beneath its banner will all peoples gather and be sheltered together. Know then the vital import of this tiny seed that the true husbandman hath with the hands of his mercy sown in the ploughed fields of the Lord, and watered with the rain of bestowals and bounties, and is now nurturing in the heat and light of the day star of truth. Wherefore, O ye loved ones of God, offer up thanks unto him, since he hath made you the object of such bounties and the recipient of such gifts. Blessed are ye, glad tidings to you for this abounding grace.